DJ EJ.
And I'm DJ Retrograde.
We had the opportunity to sit down with Colorado State University's President Amy Parsons live in the studio.
We talk about her music taste, CSU, and the future of music on campus. This is a pre-recorded broadcast that originally aired on March 6th.
KCSU Fort Collins. My name is DJ EJ, and welcome to a very special segment really quick here at KCSU, where we have the one, the only president of CSU here, Miss Amy Parsons. Say hello.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great, it's going great. How are you?
Amazing.
How are you, DJ Retrograde? We're also here with our live and local director here. How's it going?
It's amazing. I'm so happy to be here. So
I'm also,
thanks for hanging out with us
really
today.
Fun. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
Cool, cool. So yeah, so it's just, we're here. It is KCSU. Thoughts on our studio?
It's amazing. I love all the stickers. I love the vibe in here. I see you as I walk by outside the window.
Right?
This is the first time I've been inside. It's awesome.
Inside the fishbowl instead of looking in.
I love it.
Yes, exactly.
Disco ball and everything.
Oh
yeah. So I guess we can kind of start out with maybe just a few couple questions just about you and your life growing up with music. So I guess the first question I have, if I pull it up fast enough, is I guess let's talk about CSU. Kind of what has changed since you graduated and like what has stayed the same? Because
I know
that you are an alumni.
I am an alum. Yeah, I went to school here in the 90s.
Love, and so excellent.
Knowing that I'm coming in here today, I started thinking back about what I was listening to as a student here, you know. And I do remember going to see Dave Matthews Band and Big Head Top of the Monsters playing in Moby.
Nice. Incredible.
And, you know, those were early days for Dave Matthews Band. And so that made me a fan.
Totally.
That band for a long time.
cool.
But I remember a lot of house parties, a lot of stuff at CSU where it was just, you know, good old-fashioned party dance music that kind of lives with you forever, and I still like that.
Yeah, me too.
Songs.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, a lot's changed around campus, but thankfully a lot has really stayed the same.
I agree.
I think so much about the community, the beauty of campus, and just... you know, I remember walking around here when I was your age as a student, just feeling so lucky to be here.
Yeah.
Part of this community, being at CSU, and I still feel that today.
Yeah, yes. I feel that. Perfect.
Yes, it is amazing.
So, yeah, okay. Well, that's just like a little taste of our very own DJ Amy Parsons. We will be back after a few of these songs. We're going to be playing a little bit of music that she listened to.
Sure.
Yeah. 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is DJ EJ, and I'm here with...
DJ Retrograde.
And then DJ?
AP.
DJ AP. I love it. Beautiful, beautiful. So we are here with CSU President Amy Parsons, a.k.a. DJ AP. And we're all hanging out, talking about music and things. So DJ Retrograde, what's the next question we have
so
for
So we have another question for
president.
You,
okay.
DJ AP.
Mm-hmm.
How has your music changed over the course of your life? Like from when you were really young and you were first started listening to music to now to college?
Oh, man.
Give us the rundown.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Oh,
so
awesome.
There was a lot of country music being played in Cheyenne. We have Cheyenne Frontier Days. All the bands would come. But I also grew up with two older brothers who had great taste in music. So I was listening to what's like 6 and 8 years ahead of me. And those guys were listening to like The Who and Supertramp and all of that. And so I kind of grew up with their music a little bit too. And I remember being pretty young when my oldest brother bought me a subscription to Rolling Stone magazine.
Nice.
And I still have it today. Like old fashioned, like hard copy Rolling Stone magazine I've had it my whole life. And so always just being sort of a student of music and what's going on out there. And then coming to CSU, you know, as a student really opened up my eyes. I remember seeing Big Head Todd and the Monsters and Dave Matthews Band at CSU and just, you know, it was awesome. And I think that's what inspires me now today to bring more music back to CSU. And just, you know, take my cues from you all on what we should be listening to and what's new and great.
Some good older brothers, some good stuff. And stay tuned for later in the show because we will be talking more about bringing music back to CSU because there's some really cool things in the works, I've heard.
Yeah, so there are some cool things.
We're very excited about that.
Well, we can talk about something that just was announced today.
Yeah.
Is that, so Steve Aoki, if you guys know, I don't know, he throws cake. cupcakes in people's faces. He's this DJ that will be coming to Moby Arena what day?
Yeah, April 20th, which April is the 20th. Day of the spring game, game, right? So you can come over to Canvas and see the team on the field during the day. Nice. And then that night, Steve Aoki is taking the stage at Moby, and I think he's got three or four DJs leading up to him, so it's going to be a party.
Yes.
It's going to be awesome to have him here.
That is going to be incredible.
So excited.
Yeah.
Holy heck. Okay, cool. Did we want to get back to the music or keep on talking?
Let's do it. Let's get back to
music. Okay. Well, I have Getting Jiggy With It by Will Smith, and it is going to be such a fun song. So let's keep rocking with the music, and we will be right back here on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. We are here at 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, and we're going to have just one more legal ID, so go for it, DJ AP.
Hey, I'm Amy Parsons, president of Colorado State University, and you're listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins.
Woohoo! Cool. So here we are in the studio.
So excited.
Cool. And so what was our... Blanked. I'm like, we were having so much fun over the break. I'm like,
so much fun.
What's the question we were going to ask?
We were going to talk about bringing music back to campus.
Yes.
Cool. And we were kind of just telling stories about all the amazing concerts CSU has had over the years. And I heard a story about someone jumping out of a helicopter.
Yeah.
And so Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger, yeah. So the story goes back in the 70s, they would have these sort of epic concerts out at the old Hughes Stadium site.
Yeah.
And they had Bob Dylan and they had the Rolling Stones. And so what I understand about this is they dropped Mick Jagger onto the stage in a helicopter, which of course was epic and amazing, but also got the university sued by all the neighbors for nuisance for the concerts, as people would camp out there for days, and now we've got helicopters and guys and all that stuff. So that was sort of the end of concerts out there at Hughes Stadium for a long time. But now fast forward to today, and we've got Canvas Stadium on here, and we're allowed to have concerts here and on campus again. So you saw us bringing in Goose this last year.
Amazing show.
You know, we're looking at what concerts we can bring in next year. And I do want to give a shout out to Chuck Morris, who was the legendary music producer who brought in those shows in the 70s.
God, that's so cool.
Bob Dylan, the Rolling Stones. And now he's here with us with our music business program, running the program, you know, for students who are in it like you.
Yes.
Bringing in incredible guest speakers. Mm-hmm. And Chuck and his connections with AEG really helped us to get the Goose Show on campus. And they're working with us to see who we might be able to bring in the fall. You know, you look ahead at September, and we've got three big home games, football games in September. So we're already thinking about what musical acts we might be able to bring in the fall on campus. So pretty exciting.
So it's very exciting.
It is very exciting.
We would love for our listeners to text in some ideas of who you want to see on campus.
Yeah, so we were deciding the genres would be country during our UNC game, and then maybe R&B during the Boulder game. Mm-hmm. So shoot us a message. What's our number, DJ Retrograde?
Our number is 970-538-5278. Again, that's 970-538-5278.
Yeah, shoot us some artists you would love to see here on campus, because I know that there's so many like famous and popular people that we could have. But like,
it's true. But you know, Fort Collins is a great city for live music.
Yes,
you know, even just outside of our campus, the number of acts, the number of, you know, venues that we have around Fort Collins is awesome. And so I think really positioning ourselves and letting everybody know what a great community we are for music, for live music, for local artists, even like local open mics have amazing talent. There's amazing talent in the student population,
100%.
All the way up to these great big shows, right? And Steve Aoki coming into Moby. So, you know, we just want to keep that energy going.
Yes, and we're so excited to see what you're holding in the future for music on campus.
I'll let you know.
This is another question, but like, how familiar are you with like the local music scene? Do you listen to any local artists?
You know, I don't get out to local shows as much as I would like, you know, and so I would love recommendations in that. I love the experience of live. I love the experience of live music, live theater.
Live theater, yes.
Live symphony, live, you know, I just, I like that. They call it the collective effervescence that happens in live events. So I love that. So if there are things coming up that are great shows, let me know. See if I can make it.
We definitely will.
We will, okay. Well, let's keep on rocking with the music. I got some Leon Bridges, which snaps. I love this man. We got Bad Bad News, and then we'll just keep playing with a little bit more music. But yeah, here is Leon Bridges on 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. I am DJ EJ. I'm here with
DJ Retrograde
and
DJ AP.
Woohoo! Yay. I'm having so much fun here on air with our very own CSU president, Amy Parsons. DJ Retrograde, what is our next question?
So we heard that you have a record player in your office and some vinyl that you love to play.
I've got a record player in my office. Yeah. I've got records hanging on the wall. And what's cool about it is sometimes people will come in and give me records as a gift that they really like. And so my record collection continues to expand. Or people in my office will just bring in records from home just so we have it to play around the office. Sometimes what I do is I'll play like a walk-up song for somebody who's coming to meet with me. So I'll think, what does Vice President Hanlon or somebody think about today? And I'll play a little walk-up song as they're coming in the office. Office just for fun.
So awesome.
It's a great way to, you know, connect with people. And sometimes during the day, just to have a break, just to play a song, you know, kind of changes the mood and dials up your energy. So I love it.
Definitely.
Heck yeah. Cool. Well, I guess something that we were talking about over the break is Amy Winehouse and like kind of your relationship with her. So kind of like, how did you get into her and like, why is she so prevalent in your life?
Yeah. And I wish I had a relationship. I wish I had a chance to meet Amy Winehouse.
Me too.
It's such a tragedy that she passed away so young. I don't know what year the album Back to Black came out. I was working here at CSU when it came out, and I just remember it was one of those albums that I thought, I've never heard anything like this. I've never seen an artist like this. I've never heard she's so original. There's just no one like her.
Extremely unique.
And to get the Back to Black album and just play it, like in my car, on the way to work, on the way home from work, I listened to it over and over and over and over again. There's not a lot of albums in my life that I can say that about, that once it came out and I got a hold of it, I could not stop listening to it. So Back to Black and all the Amy Winehouse songs are on my wall in my office. And I just think, you know, there's women like her, like Debbie Harry, Stevie Nicks, you know, who I just think are such trailblazers. And I admire them. They're totally original, totally unique. Yeah. Their sound is amazing. And I just like keeping that around me. Amy Winehouse, man. Ugh. Such a tragedy that we didn't get more music from her.
Yeah, break my heart. But happy for what we got.
Me too.
Totally.
Fangirl. Oh my gosh, I appreciate it. Okay, cool. Well, I guess we can keep on going back to the music. I got some P. Diddy on here. I'll Be Missing You. So I guess we'll play that song. And then I was going to play some local music after that to kind of introduce you to our scene.
Please.
We'll go with that. And keep your dial tuned to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. And if you guys have any music suggestions, text in to 970-538-5278. Let's keep on going.
Woohoo!
90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. My name is DJ EJ, and I'm joined here with
DJ Retrograde.
DJ AP.
Yay.
And we're here, and it's our last break, unfortunately, with DJ AP. So we were going to talk a little bit about some hype songs and some songs that like we all find super cool. So let's start off with you. What are your hype songs?
Well, I'm looking for suggestions because that's the playlist that I'm always on the lookout for, is what songs to add to my playlist.
Yeah.
Dancey, high positive songs. I've got, you know, like, I don't know, Dua Lipa and Lizzo and Weekend and Pitbull and all those on my playlist.
Pitbull's a classic.
Yeah,
so good.
Okay, what about you, DJ Retrograde?
I think mine has to be Decepticon by Le Tigre. I think that song is just so happy, and like you can't not be jumping up and down when you're listening to it.
All right, it's
impossible.
It's going on the list.
It's so fun.
I'd say Parade by Joywave. It's just like very booming, and whenever I listen to it, I always feel like, I'm bad. Like, I can do anything I want. I'm like the best person out there. And so I get very confident from some of these songs. And
that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, I just love walking on campus with my headphones on, and like no one can see me, but I'm like, it's awesome. So cool. I guess, if anyone has any suggestions for cool hype songs, you can text in at 970-538-5278. What are the CSU and Northern Colorado people listening to that
we
gets
want
you
to
all
know.
Hype? We do want to know.
Yeah. And you can check out Amy Parsons' Instagram and check out the questions. Send her a DM for some songs that she should
Send
add.
Send me a DM for what I should add to my hype playlist.
Yes,
be
excellent.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, is there anything else you would like to add before we unfortunately have to go?
Oh my God, just stay in touch. This has been so much fun. I really appreciate you guys having me on into the studio. I've learned a lot. I got new songs coming in and good advice, right, about how we can continue to have an awesome music scene at CSU and live music and what you all do here. I know you're an institution here at CSU.
We very much are.
You're really important to the fabric of what we do here at CSU. So thank you. Thanks for what you do. You're
student
awesome.
Student media.
Absolutely.
Cool. Well, we're going to end out this section with Jimi Hendrix along the Watchtower, which is something that you were pointing out.
One of my
favorites.
Super fun.
Yeah. And yeah, so this has been DJ AP live on the air. And I'm DJ EJ.
I'm DJ Retrograde.
And we will see you all later. Stay tuned for the next shows. I'm not sure who's coming up next, but Swaggy DJ will be up next. I know that for sure. Thank you guys for listening to 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins, and we will see you guys on the other side. That was CSU President Amy Parsons live on air at 90.5 KCSU Fort Collins. If you liked what you're hearing, you can listen to more on our website at kcsufm.com, on our Spotify at kcsufm, or anywhere else you get podcasts. Keep it locked to 90.5 KCSU FM Fort Collins, and we'll see you on the air.